With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Yeah, welcome to the program. It is a special edition of Crunch Time. It's the grand final edition. We know who the combatants are. We've been going through all the games from Friday night and Saturday night. We will have a full preview of what we think is going to happen in the 80 minutes on this day in a week's time. Welcome back to the listeners all across the SEN network. We're doing it all thanks to Ozido, the power tools that are German designed in quality and innovation, powering DIYs all day, every day. So SENQ 693 in Brizzy. How pumped are you, Brizzy people? Tell me about that, because you've got the Lions in there as well. But it's a Broncos town, and they would have been absolutely dancing in the streets last night.
First time in the history, I believe it is as well. Both teams are in a grand final.
Yep.
As you said, celebrating up there. Friends of mine up in Brisbane, they always keep telling me it's the best place to live, and I knock them down continuously, and now they've got bragging rights.
Beautiful one day, perfect the next. Yeah. Go.
Yeah, it's Tom. Yeah, the mics are ready to go. I don't know what's happening with the mics
Tommy. Yeah.
But, yeah, they're just humming the last couple of years, mate, and it coincides with the form of, you know, what the Queensland team have been able to do at Origin level as well.
Really?
Sorry, guys. I'm a neutral being a Kiwi, so I can speak on it.
I thought you were Queenslander.
No. I lean more towards Queenslander these days. They're just on fire at the moment, mate. They're red hot. The Broncos, the Brisbane Lions double responsibly, got on that about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, so looking to ride that. Hopefully that gets home for me. It was pretty good. It was pretty good value a couple of weeks ago. It wouldn't be that far off, because they're still going to be underdogs, both of them, going into the game this week as well.
Next minute, you'll be saying they've got the Olympics in 2032, you know? this is incredible. 11:70 a.m. in Sydney, SEN 16:20 a.m. on the Gold Coast. Download that SEN app anywhere, anytime. Keep reaching out to the program. You can do it via 1300 01 1170, or get us on the text line 0457 736 736. Twitter and Instagram as well. Slide into the DMs at SEN League. So coming up a little bit later, Ben Gardner, the Panthers assistant coach, and we'll also have a look at the Blues coaching setup for 2024. But right now, boys, we're going to have a look at our Dally M Team of the Year and our Dally M Medalist for this season. We'd love for you to be involved. 0457 736 736. Just before that question, guys, if Reece Walsh stays with the Warriors, are they playing in a grand final next week? Andrew from Manly Weather.
Ooh, that's a really tough question.
So you're allowed to take one player from the Broncos and put him in your side.
It's because you're also taking him out of the Brisbane Broncos, which does put the Brisbane Broncos back to where they were last year. And if the improvement is there with Webster, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think I'm going to say he was the, when I watched them play last night, and there were a lot of, you know, really good performances last night from the Brisbane Broncos. And I don't want to discredit what Chance Nickel-Klokstad has done this year as well, because he has been outstanding.
Yep.
But for me right now, this year, based off what he's done at Origin, into this finals series, into this run, Reece Walsh is the most dangerous player on the field right now, on an NRL football field. And if he's playing for the Warriors, I think they win.
Yeah, I think if he's playing for the Warriors, he's in the form that he's in now.
Yes, which is no guarantee.
You know, obviously coming back home, being happy, being in a good environment. Yep. I don't know if we could say the same. It's hard to reflect on how Reece Walsh went last year, because obviously didn't set the world on fire. Probably didn't watch him as closely as what we do. Yeah. We are now, and obviously the Broncos, who are now into a grand final. He made his State of Origin debut, so you pay attention to that a bit more, and you get to see him play big games. But I think the Broncos, if he's playing fullback for the Warriors, the Broncos don't make the grand final, and the Warriors do make the grand final.
Is Reece Walsh wasn't playing that well last year, or certainly not as well as this year. Sean Johnson wasn't playing that well last year, and then they both went home. So they went home. Yeah. Sean went with the Warriors to home, and Reece went home to Broncos, and now they've had arguably their best ever season.
Just some breaking news, Jimmy, before we get to the Team of the Year, which I'm sure you'll get to. So the RLPA have just announced their Players Rookie of the Year, West Tigers fullback Jareem Buller.
Ooh, okay. That'll be one we'll discuss coming up. Why don't we start there? Fullback of the Year. Here are the nominees: James Tedesco, Dylan Edwards, Kalyn Ponga.
I'll have Kalyn Ponga. Dylan Edwards, is there a more consistent person playing a game of rugby league than Dylan Edwards? But I'm going to say that Kalyn Ponga, on that red hot form, was outstanding.
Yeah, I'm with you, Noddy. Kalyn Ponga for me as well. Again, Dylan Edwards, Mr. Consistent.
Yeah.
He went from being the most underrated player to being rated to his potential and what he's capable of. And now he's a Clive Churchill medalist. People know that he's a solid first grader. Penrith have recognised that by re-signing him.
Yes.
As with Jerome's also being off contract at the same time. So they prioritised Dylan Edwards. And, great season. But Kalyn Ponga, he can just break the game open in multiple ways.
Does Dylan Edwards play fullback for New South Wales next year?
Good question. Good question. James Tedesco will captain Australia for the Kangaroos in the Pacific Championship.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's an announcement by James at the end of the international matches.
Do you have inside knowledge of that? Has he been at the Kangaroos reunion and he's caught up? Or what's going on?
No, I haven't. No,
you just got a feel on it.
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, he went through a lot of pressure this year. He's been the Australian captain, the New South Wales captain for a long time now, and been a premium player. You know, the Roosters don't make the semi-finals this year. That's an underachievement for him. So I think, is there a little bit of, you know, and has he got 1 year or 2 years at the Roosters? There was he did two.
So Tommy, our Roosters correspondent, Tom Costigan, is telling us
two. I would think he'll put the next 2 years of making sure the Roosters make the semi-finals, not available because of the Origin, and just become that club captain and be very good for the Sydney Roosters.
I disagree. I reckon you've got to get kicked out. I think someone like that who has a firm belief that they can still do a job at State of Origin level, I think would still want to do it. You're captain of your state. And when you think back through history, you talk about, you know, like Gene Miles. Gene Miles was on the way out at the Broncos and got a big offer from Wigan to go up. So he went over to Wigan. It saved them making a decision, saying, Gene, we don't want you in our club.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Ricky Ponting had to be dropped from the Australian side. They had to push him out. It's those great players that think, I can work my way through this. I am still good enough. Then 12 months later, I'm sure Ricky Ponting would have said, you know what, yep, time was right for me. For someone like Tedesco, I reckon you're going to have to not pick him and then tell him beforehand that you're not picking him and maybe do it something like Josh Papalihi and say, Josh, I'm not picking you. It's up to you. I cannot pick you or you can retire from State of Origin. I don't know that happened, but I can imagine with a player like that who deserves and demands so much respect within that organisation, you give them that option.
Yeah, for sure. It's a massive... So if he doesn't indeed retire at the end of the tour with Australia at the end of the year, it's a massive start to the season for him next year. First 4 to 5 weeks, because I think he's under real pressure from not only Dylan Edwards, but the way that Scott Drinkwater finished the season and was included into the squad at the back. I think Scott Drinkwater, as it stands, I know Freddie's changed his mind multiple times over the last couple of years with players being in a position, a certain position, and you assume that they're next in line. But Scott Drinkwater was the 19th man with Clinton Gutherson on the bench for game 3. So I think there's a thought process that maybe those two are even in front of Dylan Edwards. But if Dylan Edwards wins his third premiership, you know, they start the season on fire again. There's a couple of candidates that are really going to put Teddy under the pressure.
But if
next year,
if Tom Trbojevic is playing well, then he could be fullback.
Yep. You know, Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell Mitchell, exactly. Man, if RTS joins the Warriors mid-season, do the Wars make the grand final? That's from Gavin.
Well, he will be in there next year, won't he?
Yeah, but not sure he'd be fullback.
They'll be better for the run next year. Yeah, I think Chance Nickel-Klokstad has been assured that it's his job to lose.
Yeah. Tristan Saylor is a pretty handy replacement. Broncos in a canter with or without Walsh, says Mr. Marketable. I'm going Kalyn Ponga too, by the way. Winger of the year. Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, Jermaine Asako, Brian To'o, Dominic Young, Selwyn Cobbo, Ronaldo Mulitalo. Strong field scope. Who'd you go with?
All right. I've gone Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, and just my preference this year, just alone this year, I've gone Jermaine Asako.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the season that he had, you know, surprising everyone, a massive bounce back, because he was a player with a lot of potential a couple of years ago, and to be leading point scorer and try scorer in a team that didn't make the 8 comfortably was a great achievement. So give me Dallin and Asako.
I'll go with this clever man.
Yeah, right.
Supporting.
I'm worried about defensively Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, so I'm not going Dallin in my team of the year. I'm going with the tried and true Brian To'o.
Yep.
And I'll go Osako, Jermaine Osako.
I thought Osako was going to be my...
No. And then I think...
left field one, and then...
Selwyn Cobbo, a little bit unlucky.
Yep.
All right, centre of the year nominees, Stephen Crichton, Bradman Best, Katoni Staggs, Campbell Graham, Herbie Farnworth, Isaac Tungor.
I'll go Isaac Tungor. I think he's been outstanding. He's been a really good find for the Penrith. Not a find, but just developed into a great player this year. And I will go... Actually, let's put the... Oh.
Come on.
I was going to say Bradman Best. But then I hesitated. I'll go both Penrith centres.
Yep, I'm going Stephen Crichton and I'm going Herbie Farnworth.
I'm with you. Herbie Farnworth and Stephen Crichton. Stephen Crichton definitely in for me. This is interesting. 5/8 of the year. Ezra Mamm, Cam Munster, Katie Walker, your nominees.
Ezra Mamm for me.
Nod.
Cody Walker.
Oh. Okay. And remember, this is to win a game. You're picking this side to win a game. I'm going Ezra Mamm, too, for the consistency of his season. The halfback, Nathan Cleary, Daly Cherry-Evans, Sean Johnson, incredibly strong field. Nod, you're the halfback?
I'm the halfback, so you're going to make me throw the grenade first? I will go Nathan Cleary.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going Sean Johnson.
I'll go Nathan Cleary. Nathan Cleary and Ezra Mamm. Gee, that's a good combo.
That is such a good three to pick from. You can't really be wrong with it. Even,
you can't
even
be wrong.
Daly.
Daly, absolutely.
Considering what he did with that Manly team.
Absolutely. Hooker of the year, Wade Egan, Appy Korosau, Harry Grant. Scope?
Harry Grant and I feel Wade Egan and Korosau. Korosau to a lesser degree because the Tigers results, but Wade Egan, very unlucky.
I'll go Wade Egan.
Wade Egan, the Lithgow Stormer.
I think, obviously it's a big part of how the Warriors played.
Yep.
The pass from dummy half, the success, how he put the ball in front of all those players continuously all year. Great threat near the try line. It should be on the tip sheet for everyone that plays against him. Likes a little sneaky try near the try line.
Yep.
And again, has played, had to wait for opportunities, and now all of a sudden the Warriors are going good, and I think he'll be a big part of their long-term planning.
I think Harry Grant is a better player than Appy Korosau, but Appy's had a better year.
Yeah.
I think Appy's year's been incredible.
Yeah, he's great.
Outstanding. Front rowers, Lindsay Collins, Payne Haas, James Fisher-Harris, Nelson Asifa-Solomona, Jake Trbojevic, and Adam Fanua-Blake. Scope?
I'm going to go Payne Haas and Adam Fanua-Blake.
Nod.
I go Payne Haas. Yeah, I agree. Adam Fanua-Blake.
Payne Haas, Adam Fanua-Blake for me. James Fisher-Harris and Lindsay Collins. I'm very happy to have them off the bench.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's your four.
Exactly.
Yeah. What salary cap we're playing under here?
Yes, there is no salary. No salary cap. Second row is Liam Martin, Britton Nikita, Tyson Frizzell, Hamoli Olakau'atu, David Fifita, Hudson Young.
I'll go Liam Martin and Olakau'atu.
I'm with you, Noddy.
Yeah, I might go that as well. They're a nice mix, aren't they?
Fifita was there for... I think Fifita felt like Fifita just dropped off after Origin period. He didn't continue that form that he had going in. And even at Origin level, he wasn't as damaging as you'd like.
Yep.
So I know Olakau'atu didn't play Origin, but at one point I think he'd played nearly every minute of every game going into the last two rounds. I don't know if he was able to keep that up, but... he had a little dip himself. He really good start to the season, dip, and then had a really good end of the season.
Kean Kalamatangi and Hudson Young were also coming off the market, and when we talked about it on the afternoon's program, I had Hamoli at greater value than those two. They have played State of Origin.
Yep.
Yeah, and as you said, there's a lot of good players. Britton Nikita, he's a sensational hole-running back rower, and Liam Martin, just tough. Tyson Frizzell, I thought, got him played some better footy this year, on the back of what the Knights were able to deliver. Hudson Young obviously got an opportunity to play State of Origin and maybe didn't take that opportunity. So that's a learning curve for him. It'd be interesting to see how he comes back next year.
Can I ask you, Nod, as that ball player on the edge, that who would you want laying that line for you at that edge back rower? And Nikita, you've mentioned, Martin, Olakau'atu. Who would you like as the halfback?
Oh, I'm saying Nakora or Liam or Martin, just the speed.
Yeah.
Their speed, and I think their timing would be first class. But again, you think about the poor halfbacks who these guys are running out a lot of times, trying to double D him with the fullback and the back rower coming at you and some ball playing. You're in a tough position. So, Olakau'atu, I think, could. He's exactly like Fanua Blake. For people to be that big and have footwork, yeah, it's unfair.
Yeah.
Just let him run straight.
But the other thing about that is to put a bomb up for him, put a little box kick up for him. You know, get an offload from him. He's got it all.
Kick from the sideline. Olakau'atu on the far post. It would be a target for you to kick to.
He's got it all.
He's plucked a couple with just one hand. Yeah. Offensively, you want Olakau'atu, but week in, week out, Liam Martin defending next year.
Yeah, totally. Lock of the year, Tohu Harris, Isaiah Yeo, Pat Carrigan. That's a hot field if Cam Murray can't get a start.
Yeah. Yep, Paddy Carrigan for me, guys.
Nod.
Isaiah Yeo. I think he's been outstanding. Like, again, what him playing front row in the State of Origin, I think, has actually made him a better player, because now he just looks like he thinks run a bit more than ball play continuously.
Yes.
So now he thinks run more, he becomes a more dangerous player. And then he still has that connection between linking up with Nathan or linking up with Jerome, depending on what way they go. And he plays 80 minutes every game.
Much like the halfback, I don't think you can lose here.
No.
I think Tohu Harris is going to run third, and Pat Carrigan will win. I'll have Pat Carrigan in my side. What about Coach of the Year nod? Kevin Walters, Andrew Webster, Ivan Cleary, the three standouts.
Yeah, again, Ivan Cleary going to a grand final, so he's basically keeping the success going. You know, the other two guys have done, I think, probably a better job. Kevin Walters, the side that finishes ninth last year, now to make a grand final.
Yep.
And Andrew Webster to make the Warriors consistent. They haven't made a semi-final for 5 years, have they?
When you think about winning this award, when you think who will win it, the voting was done after round 27.
That's right.
Take out the premiership. Two semi-final wins for Kevy.
Andrew Webster then.
Yeah, I'm Webster. And it's funny, Cleary most likely will lose to Webster. In the 3 years that they've gone to the grand final, he hasn't won it. So it's the most improved coach, really. That's what it should be called.
Where I think Ivan Cleary should win it.
Yeah.
I think Ivan Cleary
should. He's been the best coach.
The success that they're having.
Yep.
But not only success. So he's lost his two key players, Appy Korosau and Viliami Kikau.
Yeah.
And he's lost his two assistant coaches.
That's right.
Mm. And he's still going to.
And nothing's changed.
We're going to speak to Ben Gardner a little bit later on. Rookie of the Year, Jareem Buller, Will Warbrick, Sunia Taruva. All outside backs.
No, Jareem Buller was outstanding. A great find for the West Tigers, and a long-term contract now for him to continue under Benji's reign.
Mm.
Yeah, Buller was great. I'm going to go Taruva. Just equally as important. I know Taruva stood out too in a bad West Tigers team there throughout the year, but Taruva was a standout in a really good Penrith Panthers team in his first year. Well, he played two or three games last year, so he's still eligible for this year.
Yeah.
He was outstanding.
I'm with you. Sunia Taruva, ultra dependable. It's interesting, you get young players come in and they'll have really good form and it might drop away, but no dropping away from Sunia Taruva.
Just because of the last name, is Jareem Buller, is he Fijian as well, or is he an indigenous kid? Do you know?
I think he's both.
He's both?
I think he's both.
He's got a mixture?
Yep. Yep,
because you've got Taruva and Buller there potentially for an ascending Fijian team that's getting better in both codes, rugby union and rugby league.
And Will Warbrick will be selected for the New Zealand Kiwis for the upcoming. Speak to your dad about that. Is he still a selector?
I'm not too sure, mate. You speak to Madge every week.
You speak to your dad?
Yeah. I think he's a consultant.
So here's the big one. Who wins the Dally M? Who's going to be the Dally M winner? Now, I was reading today in the Daily Telegraph, they had all the Payne-Haas was leading before it went behind closed doors in round 12, but loses 6 points for having a one-week suspension. Reece Walsh, ineligible. So who wins it? Sean Johnson, Nico Hines, Kalyn Ponga, Nathan Cleary.
Well, can Nico Hines not win it because he's not part of the nominations, right, for these position groups?
Ooh, yeah, he mustn't be.
He mustn't be close enough. Sean Johnson for me. I think the form that he showed, there's some really great performances from everyone in those Warriors teams, specifically Adam Fanua-Blake and Tohu Harris, who would have taken some points from him during that period. But for Payne Haas in particular, who I think is probably the closest to him, with a Kalyn Ponga who was making a late run, Payne Haas was up against, had Reece Walsh taking points, Paddy Carrigan taking points, yes, Adam Reynolds taking points. I just think Sean Johnson's Dally M.
What about you, Nod?
I'm going to say Kalyn Ponga, I believe, will win it. I think if you I'm just reflecting on the year that Jarryd Hayne won the Dally M. It was 9 or 10 rounds in a row where he just polled 3 points, three points. Sean Johnson was consistent all year, but he might get some points taken off him from Fanua Blake, Tohu Harris, Chance Nickel-Clockstead. He's getting 2 or 3 points.
Wade Egan,
you know. And I think because Sean was consistent, it can help him certainly win it. But I'm just thinking of the run that the Newcastle Knights went on and the run that Kalyn Ponga went on. He would have at least scored 9 to 10 games out of their 11 matches that they won. Points.
I reckon maximum. 9. Yeah, I reckon there were 9 games of that 11 straight where he got all six points.
So I'm thinking.
Let's call it 8. There's 48 points.
He's coming home from round 16, 17.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that will be interesting. I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
They're fun to watch, aren't they, when they get down to those final rounds and you can just see those 6 points adding up, continually ticking away.
I must say, you all made great arguments for Team of the Year with a list of outstanding players, but I'm going on the Roosters 2018-29 salary cap. You'd probably have enough room for another class athlete, Simon from Wollongong. No need for that, Simon. See, that sort of thing. It's just going to get you into trouble here. DWZ missed the first 6 rounds and still got the record for most tries in a season for the Wars. That's 077 that is sending that in. Keep them coming in. They're our teams. We'll put them out on social media and everything. Tommy will be all across that. So we're going to get ourselves to a break. You're listening to a special edition, Grand Final Crunch Time. After the break, we'll get stuck into your text messages. So keep them coming in. 0457 736 736.